Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people are aware of the many efforts in the education sector over the past several years to increase and improve our children's exposure to science, technology, engineering, and math, known as STEM, so that eventually maybe more high school graduates might consider one of those career fields where demand remains high. Our next guest has decided to turn his STEM experience into an entrepreneurial venture to further this educational trend. Gaurav Sangal owns and operates the STEM for Kids franchise in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Gaurav, welcome.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be here.
Now, tell us how all of this got started.
So STEM for Kids is actually a part of a very small and new franchise based out of Raleigh, and I opened up here in Columbia a few months ago. I have an engineering background, and this idea came about when I have a daughter in kindergarten. I was teaching her a little bit of engineering, a little bit of robotics, kind of get her to develop some interest in those fields. And at that time, I started looking at other opportunities for her to learn these things outside of the school. So I didn't find many opportunities, and given that I have an engineering background and I have an MBA, I decided to kind of use those and try to fill that gap that we have here in Columbia. And kind of make this available to all the kids in Columbia and maybe in South Carolina.
You found this franchise in Raleigh. Tell us about that.
So the franchise is actually started by an engineer as well. Her name is Moni Singh. It's a 5-year-old franchise, very small, very new. We have about 34 programs right now, and we are still developing a lot more programs on the roadmap. We don't focus on just one aspect of STEM. So we have mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, civil engineering, robotics, computer programming, entrepreneurship for kids, and start developing their interest and start developing that foundation from early on.
Why did you choose the franchise route?
The reason I started this was because I was teaching my daughter and I wanted to get her into more programs. And I thought about starting off my own, but that would take a few years before I even get something like this to the market. So that's why I took a little easier route. I decided to look for franchise. I looked at a lot of different franchises, some based out of Silicon Valley, some based out of different states. So I decided to go that route because I can bring the program much faster, much easier to the market compared to developing something of my own.
Well, walk us through the research process here on picking which company to go with, because as you mentioned, there are more than the one you decided on.
Yeah. So that was an interesting process. So there are some companies where you can have a physical structure somewhere in one or few specific locations within the city and have parents and kids come into that location and they get educated into STEM. One of the criteria that I was looking for, I wanted to kind of get this to as many kids as I can. So one thing I was looking for is something where it's more flexible rather than people coming to me. I go to the people. I go to the kids and teach them. So that was one of the criteria. And STEM for Kids fits that criteria because we don't have a physical location. We partner with schools, we partner with community organizations, we partner with churches, synagogues, and we go there, and then we have kids come into those locations. Another criteria that I was looking for is there is a lot of robotics program. There's a ton of robotics program out there and all over. I have an engineering background, and I was looking for something where kids learn more than just robotics. They got to have experience in biomedical engineering. They got to learn entrepreneurship, even financial management from the very beginning, so that they kind of have that kind of a mindset from the beginning. So I was looking for something that goes beyond robotics, that goes beyond just computers. And it took me a while, but that's where I ended up with STEM for Kids. So those were the two main criteria that I was looking for, where I can bring them together and make it fast, make it quick, and kind of take it to the kids rather than kids coming to me.
And so did you retire from the engineering work that you were doing?
Yeah, so I left that a few months ago. So that was a big change. I was working in the field of technology for 15 years. I got out of that, and I started the STEM program at that point.
Well, Gaurav, thanks so much for taking time to stop by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
Gaurav Sangal owns and operates the STEM for Kids franchise in Columbia, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.